Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
I want us to solemnly sit as we consider and ponder over a few words that I want to share with you. In the mode of prayer and in the mode of humility, this is not the time to check your next WhatsApp message or to see who was trying to call you. I want you to focus on Jesus this morning. Luke chapter 23. Luke chapter number 22, verse 14 to 19. Luke 22, 14 through to 19. When the time came, Jesus and the apostles sat down together at the table. Jesus said, "I have been very eager to eat this Passover meal with you before my suffering begins. For I tell you now, that I won't eat this meal again until its meaning is fulfilled in the kingdom of God." Now understand the expression, "I will not eat this with you," does it not mean you will not eat it whilst I am physically present? Think about it. I will not eat this with you until we meet in my kingdom. But it does not necessarily say that whilst I'm not physically with you, you can't eat it. Am I communicating? I'm saying this because there is a teaching going on social media, and if you don't take care, you'll be swayed away. That the Last Supper or the Holy Communion is not necessary. And it is not something that we need to practice or do. And this is one of their major scriptures. You cannot only take the letter to interpret the scripture, but you must also use the principle or the spirit behind the letter. Are you with me? The fact that Jesus said that we will eat this again when we meet in my kingdom does not mean that we don't need to eat it whilst he's physically not with us. Jesus was physically with them. We understand the Passover was a remembrance of the day or the night where God took the people of Israel out of Egypt. It was a deliverance moment. It was a time of redemption. And everything that happened was a prototype of what was to come. The reality of of what was to happen. And Jesus here is fulfilling that which took place before. So he is the Passover lamb. And he is the one to be crucified. And he's the one to suffer. He is the one whose blood was shared and mimicked as a lamb. Are you here with me? So let me go to my point. Continue with me. We are going straight to 19, and I will speak further on what I'm saying. Then he took a cup of wine and gave thanks to God for it. Then he said, take this and share among yourself. For I will not drink wine again until the kingdom of God has come. When you say until the kingdom of God has come, until Jesus appears. Are you with me? It does not mean that the kingdom of God has not yet come. Now the kingdom of God has come in our hearts, in our spirit. We have received the kingdom of God within us. But what is he trying to say? The first one, he said, until we meet in his kingdom. Now he says, until his kingdom has come. What makes his kingdom come? His kingdom come when you receive him by faith into your life. You receive the kingdom. Are you with me? Now let's push it. 19, he took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces and gave it to the disciples, saying, this is my body which is given for you. Do this. Say, do this. In remembrance of me. Look at somebody and say, do this. Another person. Now, I want you to understand that this is a command. What does he mean when he says, do this in remembrance of me? He knew he was going to suffer. He knew he was going to die. He knew everything that was going to happen thereafter was something about their salvation, something about their deliverance, something about their victory, something about their well-being. Now, when somebody tells you to do something, is it by option? It's a command. Do this. What should we do? What he has instituted. What he's practicing with them. So if, perchance, if you have heard any man of God saying that communion is no more necessary, it's obsolete. In fact, I'm being challenged to go deeper in understanding the word of God so that we can defend the word of God and the scriptures. Is somebody here with me? So that we will not be tossed by every other wind that is blowing in the system. Because it is one of the devil's strategy to take the church from its core values. Is somebody here with me? He said, do this in remembrance of me. To remember him. When somebody is with you, do you remember him? It is when he's left, he's gone. There are people who have traveled from this church. Once in a while, I remember them. Praise the Lord. Those who have traveled during my birthday, many of them have remembered me. It means Pastor is not here with me. So the memory of Pastor's life, the memory of pastor is coming into play. So do this in remembrance. That means when I'm not with you, remember me. What should we remember? He was talking about his death, because thereafter he was going to die. And when he dies, he will resurrect again. So remember my resurrection. Praise the Lord. Not only just the resurrection, but the resurrection also came with victory. Victory over the devil. Victory over demons. Victory over sin. Victory over the world. Remember that. Remember his majesty. Remember his glory. So people of God, coming to the Lord's table or coming to the Holy Communion is for the celebration of victory. You are coming to celebrate Christ's victory in your life. His triumph over death. His triumph over the works of the devil. I've been part of the old school, and sometimes I know how communion comes with so many guilty advent of events. That is where people remember their sins. I slept with this person. I slept with that person. I slept with that. Oh God. And the whole place becomes so morose. Everybody feels guilty. It is not the time to remember your sins. It is the time to remember him. Praise the Lord. Because when you know what he has done for you, that is what brings you strength and power to overcome your weaknesses and overcome your sins. Praise the Lord. Remember, he was going to die. And per his death, he knew exactly what was going to happen at the cross. At the cross, Jesus announced with boldness that it is finished. Tell somebody it is finished. So his call to remember is a call to never forget the triumph, no matter what your trials are. To remember him is never to forget his triumph, his victory. No matter what your trials may be. From the book of Revelation, chapter 12, verse 11. And they overcame him. The word they means you and me. They overcame him by by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. And they love not their lives. Anytime you remember what Jesus has done through his blood, you become an overcomer. Am I talking to church here? Do you understand what I'm saying? Anytime you remember what Jesus has done through his blood, you become an overcomer. So we remember his triumph to overcome. To overcome. This morning, I see you overcoming. Your amen is weak. This is not the time to feel bad about yourself. This is not the time to distance yourself. This is not the time to mourn about your failures. It is about time you celebrate his victory. Amen. Praise the Lord. Colossians chapter 2, verse 14 and 15. Colossians 2, verse 14 and 15. He said, having disarmed, okay, let's start from 14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinance. The handwriting of ordinance. Was in a that was against us, which was contrary. Every handwritten of ordinance that was against you. Oh, I am free from condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. Which was contrary to us and took it out of the way. He did not just blot it, he also took it out of the way, nailing it on his cross. Nailing it on his cross. Now, verse 15, amazing. He said, having spoiled principalities and the powers that be, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. This month is your month of triumph. It is your month of victory. If you can remember what Jesus has done, you are never going down anymore. If you can remember what Jesus has done, you are never being destroyed anymore. If you can remember what Jesus has done, sickness has no power over you. Death has no power over you. He said, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. And by word of their testimony, triumphing over them. The work has been done. He said it is finished. Your battle has been taken over. It has already been won. Come on now. Come on now. I think I'm in the wrong church. I'm in the wrong church. I'm in the wrong church. Listen, your understanding must be that everything that is happening around you has already been done or has already taken place. It is, you are now seeing it because it is now being played to you. When most of you are watching movies, It's not the time you were watching the movie that the movie was being made. Somebody took their time. Take, stop, shot, pause, stop, do it this way. Oh, come on. I feel the anointing. Come on now. There is an executive producer. Come on. Who has already finished the production? And the good news was that, can I blow somebody's mind? He started the show building and producing the show of your life. Not from your beginning, but from your end. And therefore, he knew the end before the beginning even started. Every good producer in producing movie will not start from where you started watching from, but then will first fix the end and start working from the end towards the beginning. That is how your life has been. There's a scripture, before I continue, just give me some few time. Something is already happening. Before I continue, let me share that scripture with you. Let me share that scripture with you. Oh, thank you, Jesus. No, I'm not feeling you. Say, thank you, Jesus. Son, if you can help me with the Message Bible, I want to blow your mind. Isaiah 45, verse 15, in the Message Bible, Now, everybody, this is the word of the Lord. Look and read with me. Go. Clearly, you are a God. Come on. Come on now. God always works behind. There is a lot that goes on behind the scenes.
We trust that you've been blessed with the Word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.